Park and Recreation Commission meeting on Wednesday, December 4th. We are so glad that you all are joining us. And we are going to get going right away with a call to order and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're going to move on to the roll call of the Parks and Recreation Commission.
Commissioner Kelly?
Here.
Commissioner Williams?
Here.
Commissioner Ramos is absent. Commissioner Peterson?
Here.
Vice Chair Rodriguez?
Here.
Chair West?
Here. All right, at this time, we have our public forum. Do we have any requests to speak?
We have no speaker slips.
Okay, so then we are going to move right on to A, which is the presentation and the recognition of Commissioner Wayne Riscotti's service to the citizens of Goleta. And Mrs. Plummer, our Parks and Recreation Manager, has some beautiful words to share about his wonderful service to the city of Goleta.
Thank you, Chair West. As many know, Commissioner Wayne Riscotti passed away last month, and tonight we would like to present his family with a certificate of appreciation. So I'd like to ask Kirsten, his sister, to step up to the podium, and our Chair West and our director, Vito Adamaitis, to join her at the podium. While Wayne was only on the commission a short time, his dedication to serving his community runs deep. Not only was Wayne a Parks and Recreation Commissioner, he served for many years as a scout leader in local Goleta Pac 36, was a deacon at St. Raphael's Church for over 20 years, and was a graduate of the city's first community lead academy. That actually led him to becoming a Parks and Recreation Commissioner. We are sorry we did not have the opportunity to work with Commissioner Riscotti longer. His dedication to ensuring that all residents had equal access to parks and recreation amenities was admirable, and we would like to thank his family for sharing him with the residents of Goleta. So we have Chair West has presented a certificate, and we're going to just take a brief moment for a picture.
We just want to say on behalf of the family, thank you very much for this, and we do appreciate. Oh, sorry. I thought it was on.
I just want to say on behalf of our family, for recognizing the work.
Thank you.
We just did this yesterday.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Before you go on, Rita wants to do a presentation real quick.
Well, it's our honor to have been able to meet you and to welcome you tonight. So thank you very much for coming. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so we're moving on to agenda item B.
Chair West?
Yep.
Director Adamaitis has something really quick he wants to share for you.
Madam Chair and members of the Parks and Recreation Commission, we wanted to take this opportunity to have an introduction of the newest member of the Neighborhood Services and Public Safety Department. We're going to ask Shanna Dawson to step up here to the podium, I guess. We won't make you do a speech, but Shanna just started with our department, and we're so happy to have her. She is our management assistant, and she will be providing support to the Parks and Recreation Commission and supporting Ms. Plummer with all the things she needs support on. and she'll be supporting me too, because I need a lot of help too. But we're so happy to have Shanna on board with our team, and we thought it would be just a great opportunity to share with the commission some new faces in our department that'll be here with you and providing support to all the work that's going on. So Shanna, if you'd like to say any words, we'll turn it over to you.
I'm so very pleased to be a part of the Neighborhood Services and Public Safety Department. It's my incredible honor and very happy and eager to work with all of you.
Well, we are just thrilled to have you, and it's interesting that you now have two Native Texans on this commission, so welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shanna.
Okay, shall I move on to B now? Okay, I see head shaking, yes. So now we're going to move on to the consent calendar with the approval of the Parks and Recreation Commission meeting minutes of August the 7th and the meeting minutes of October 2nd.
So moved.
So moved.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. Any opposes? No. So, okay, that gets approved. And then we are going to just hurry on down to project updates.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm very excited to bring to you some updates on things that have been happening this year since we last spoke. Let's go ahead and get going here.
Just start.
Found it. There we go. So some updates regarding Proposition 68. As I reported at our last meeting, our applications were submitted, and we've received notification from the state that our results will be delayed a little until after the new year. I did hear that while there's $254 million available, there is a very large amount of applications that were received by the state, and their funding requests far exceed this amount. So they're sorting through all the different projects, and we should hear shortly after the first of the year. We're hoping so, just to keep you updated on that. Additionally, the per capita funding program, as you may recall, Proposition 68 has numerous arms to different funding opportunities, and we're going to try to take advantage of as many as possible. So the per capita funding, we have submitted our intention to apply and have provided a resolution to confirm our intention with permission from council. So we're excited about that. The application packets have not yet been released, so we do not have yet a due date for that. We are expecting early in 2020. The minimum award amount is estimated to be about $200,000. So we have lots of projects on the books. We could spend that a few times over, but we are being very strategic about where we want to place those $200,000. So as soon as we do apply and have our exact amount, then we will be coming back to the commission to share with you what projects we're looking at that with. The Regional Parks Program grant, the draft guidelines are still out for review and comment. And applications will be available in 2020 with workshops for those that are applying. The city is not an eligible applicant for this program. This is actually geared towards park districts as well as nonprofit organizations. So we are working closely with our local nonprofits that facilitate park services or recreation amenities to encourage their application process. The Parks Master Plan. So if you have been paying attention to a lot of our council meetings, they've been very long and lots of information. The council is very committed to reviewing the Parks Master Plan when they have ample time to sort through it. They don't want to just do a quick page turn. They want to really get into it. So we are on the agenda for January 21st. So mark your calendars. If you'd like to be here, they will have a staff report with all of your comments, as well as the revised draft that will be going to them on January 21st. Once that plan has been adopted, staff will return back to the commission so that we can establish a recommendation of priorities. the community garden. So the request for proposals for this project for the design were received this week, and we received three different RFPs for this project. So staff is currently looking through those and evaluating those proposals. We will be choosing a firm with an award of contract anticipated January 21st of 2020, and the design work was expected to begin in February 2020. The design of this will be contingent on the grant funding, so if we have not yet heard on our Proposition 68 funding, that could delay this process a little bit. This project does include the continuation of the bike path from Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park. Yes, Chair West.
I didn't know if we were allowed to ask questions at this point, but I was wondering, will any of the commissioners be invited to be a part of this decision making? Will there be presentations made, and you know, as we were when we all selected the different vendors of the playground equipment, there was, you know, an interview panel which had some of your commissioners on it, so we could see what was being proposed. Will there be a similar process for this?
Not for choosing the architect for the project. If we had had a significant amount of proposals and we narrowed the field down and it was really tight competition, then we may seek to do interviews. At this time, we're not anticipating interviews. But if we do interviews, then that may be something we could consider. But again, the commission will be very active in the process with this architect that's chosen to help design this space. The splash pad and improvements is in the same kind of situation as the community garden. The request for proposals for design work for this project were also received this week. The firm will be chosen again with award expected on January 21st and design work expected to begin in February. Again, this will be contingent a little bit on the Proposition 68. So we'll have to kind of watch that timeline and see how that goes. We did also receive three proposals for this project as well. Winchester 2 Park. At our last discussion, I shared with the commission that we received those results, and I wanted to share with you what they were. So our survey work has been completed. We did a topography survey, and we did a soils testing, and we did a couple other just logistical surveying out there. And I wanted to share that the slope of the park naturally drains the water to the south. So from the top of the park in this picture coming down towards Warwick Place, that's where the water drains. That's how the park was designed. There is clay in that soil, and that's causing some of that pooling that the residents have shared with us. And that does cause some challenges in some of the areas. In the recommendations and the results from the survey work, it was stated that the addition of a larger playground with a unitary surface will not be impacted by the discoveries that we found in this project. So our next steps is our public works will be alleviating the drainage concerns that are affecting the residents during the construction of the playground. So we don't want to impact those residents twice once we do it all. And then staff is moving forward with the bid process to install those playgrounds. The Goleta Moves program. We are in our second year of the Goleta Moves. We have a new Moves coordinator. As you may recall, Moves stands for Monarch Overwintering Visual Experience Simulation. This is the installation of a virtual monarch grove in Evergreen Park. They have been installed. We have four clusters installed at Evergreen Park, and we have a new coordinator, Isaiah Geronimo. He has been fantastic, and he has worked to clean up those the clusters that we have, get them installed, and has been working with local schools. We have our first field trip scheduled in January. I believe we have three different field trips already scheduled in January. And then we're also working with some collaborative education partners on an adult education workshop to be held in late January. This will help educate the adults on what's happening with the monarch butterfly. So we will keep you posted with what's happening there. We're really excited about that and putting on those final touches now. Some miscellaneous updates I wanted to share with you. The 2020 census count is coming, and it's very important that we make Goleta count. These numbers will help us plan parks and facilities and are vital to our grant application process. this next Wednesday, a week from tonight, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Goleta Valley Community Center. There's a community open house on homelessness. This will be an opportunity for residents to discuss and interact one-on-one with city staff and homelessness service providers, as well as share ideas and input on the homelessness in our community. Spanish translation will be available at that workshop. And it was communicated to me that there was a desire for the commission to maybe receive some updates on our open space projects that are happening that are outside the realm of neighborhood services projects. And our Public Works Department will be conducting presentations to the commission on open space projects in the future. Right now, they're in the process of hiring their new Parks and Open Space Manager. And then that person, as soon as they hit the ground running and get their feet a little bit wet, then we'll invite them to come and share what's been going on there. So that is the updates to wrap up 2019 for me, unless there are any questions from the commission. Chair West?
I just have two quick questions. So as a result of all the rain that we had last year, I was wondering, do any of the monarch butterfly experts predict that there might be successful, you know, a cycle of the monarch starting to come back at the reserve? Have you heard anything about that?
Your inquiry is one of the reasons we're trying to set up that adult education workshop. I'm not qualified to answer that question, okay. But we have an extremely knowledgeable entomologist that is, and we're working with him to set up those workshops to talk about the decline of the population and the what's happening in groves all across California. So he will be presenting that again. We're looking at late January, so stay tuned, and I'll make sure that you get that information, because it's a question on a lot of people's minds, as well as what is happening and where are we going and mm-hmm. things like that, and how can we help is a big thing. So we really want to have that workshop to help us all understand a little bit better.
Great. And the community will be notified when it's going to be. So that'll be wonderful.
Yes.
And then my last, it's really not a question. It's more that I heard that you all had an extremely wonderful CERT event at the train station. And I was wondering, maybe are you going to be reporting on that later? Or you should boast about it to everyone watching, because it was a huge success.
I will take that opportunity. We had a tremendous CERT countywide exercise that was held at the old DRI building, which is 27 South La Patera. We had tremendous turnout, and I think everyone who participated really came away with a sense of unity with the CERT core and learned a lot from the event. And it's something that we were very happy with, and we received lots of positive feedback. And of course, our emergency services coordinator, Michael Barris, heads up the CERT program. And I think he has quite a number of things lined up for 2020 that will be wonderful to share with the commission as well as with the community. And it just kind of emphasizes the city's focus on not only public safety, but emergency preparedness and helping our community be prepared in light of all the things going on, so that our residents can, you know, protect their homes and their family and just be prepared. I think there's a sense of security that comes from that knowledge in how to respond to certain incidents, whether it's a fire or a flood or an earthquake, and taking care of your family or your neighbors or your friends. It's important.
Thank you. And another shout out would be last week, when many, many people were evacuated, I saw many members of your staff at the Goleta Community Center, where there was a Red Cross shelter. And I did go by, and I noticed that there were many City of Goleta staff members there. And I thought it was wonderful. And I know the people who were in need felt extremely grateful that the City of Goleta provided that to our community.
Absolutely.
Commissioner Williams.
Thank you so much. Just three quick things. It's exciting that the City Council is going to be looking at the plan on January 21. I just want to ask staff quickly whether we as commission members will be getting a copy of the revised draft before January 21 that we can look at before the council meeting.
We can. We're definitely planning an early release of the draft. We did have some minor adjustments that the contractor is working on right now that we found after the fact. So as soon as we get those back, we can send that out to you. That's not a problem. It would be in electronic format.
Yes, that would be fine. Good. So we can look forward to that in the next couple weeks or early January.
Probably right after the holidays.
Wonderful. Thank you. Second point, I'm very excited to hear that we're going to be having periodic updates from the new open space manager. So thank you so much for that. And thirdly, I just want to congratulate staff and the commission on a really eventful, productive, and important year. Whether it was the Johnny D. Wallace ribbon cutting or the Plainfield ribbon cutting or the Parks Master Plan and everything else that's gotten accomplished. It has been a significant year for Parks and Goleta. And I think we can all especially thank staff, but I personally want to acknowledge everything that the commissioners have done to help achieve that too. So congratulations on 2019 and here's to 2020.
Thank you. Is this your light? No, this is not your light. Okay, I'm sorry. My error. Please excuse me. All right, so we are going to move to agenda item D, the director's report.
Well, good evening again, Madam Chair and members of the Parks and Recreation Commission. It's my pleasure to be here tonight to present kind of our year in review, which we've done every year with the Parks Commission to kind of do a recap. And we've heard feedback from the Parks Commissioners that have said, hey, that was really good to kind of see all the things that happened during the year. So it's hard to believe that we're already here at the end of the year. This is our last meeting of 2019, but there's so much that we want to talk about for 2019. We didn't want to lose sight of that. So here we go. So this is our year in review. As the commission will recall, we had a number of presentations that came in front of you this last year. So we had the park-related capital improvement project updates, which Ms. Plummer provided to you on all the projects that are going on here in the city. We also had Michael Barris come to the commission and present on the Goleta Community Emergency Response Team, the CERT program, which is just a tremendous program, and I invite anyone who's watching tonight, the Parks Commission, to, if you're interested in becoming more prepared about how to deal with emergencies, please give us a call. Our contact information is on the city's website, www.cityofgoleta.org. So I just put a plug in for our website there. We also had some significant work that the commission is aware of with the Parks, Facilities, and Playgrounds Master Plan, that work effort, which was very involved. And we had lots of great work that was done with the commission as well as with our consultant. And we're excited about bringing that document now to the council in January, actually the 21st of January, I believe, for their review and consideration. So lots of good work there. We had a number of discussion items that came to the commission. We had the selection of interpretive signs for Johnny D. Wallace Park. We had the consideration of picnic shelter reservations at Johnny Wallace Park. We had also the consideration of a reservation process for recreation amenities in city parks throughout the city. We had, of course, importantly, the selection of the chair and the vice chair for the commission, right? That was a pretty significant moment. We also had, as I mentioned, the Parks, Facilities, and Playgrounds Master Plan, that document and that effort. That will be also another foundational document for the city and the commission, along with our rec needs assessment that was done previously. So these documents, you'll see more and hear more as we go into the future. Ms. Plummer is working on the community garden conceptual plan, which the commission had an opportunity to provide input and feedback on. So we're excited about that project. We also reviewed all of the meeting dates for 2020. That should be on all of your calendars. We will send out a friendly reminder in case your calendar, you know, may have missed it. And we had a number of really great discussion items with the commission. Of course, in 2019, this year in March, at the end of March, we had the wonderful grand opening of Johnny D. Wallace Park. Really a milestone, not only for the city of Goleta, but just a tremendous amenity for the city, for our residents in Old Town. I go by there regularly, and it is just packed with people. And it's just so great to see that quality of life that has been brought to that whole area, and just to see all of the age groups out there enjoying it. It's really a source of a lot of pride and a lot of really joy in the community. And again, I want to just do a shout out to Ms. Plummer for the tremendous work effort that she put into that project. And it's just going to be something that we're going to be able to enjoy for many, many years to come. We also had the appointment process to replace two commissioners, Commissioners Dado and Werner. We had also the Goleta CERT. We had reminders on the zoning ordinance workshops, the community events. We had city activities, just updates to the commission. We also shared with the commission the Deltopia and Halloween parking restrictions that the city does every year to protect our community and protect our neighborhoods. We had the State of the City item that we shared with the commission, which is a great event every year. We also provided information to the commission on the city's fiscal year 19-20 budget updates and park-related CIP projects. You know, as Chair West will appreciate, when we first started out with the Parks Commission, we didn't have very many projects. We didn't have very many things that were in the pipeline to see built and delivered into the community in the early days, right? And now fast forward to where we're at today, it is just really wonderful to be able to come to the commission and come to the community to show in our presentation materials all of the projects that are in the pipeline, that have budgets assigned to them, that have descriptions. We get calls from people out throughout the city saying, hey, I saw that project that's near my neighborhood. I walked by that park. I was curious when the playground equipment is going to get installed. And it's just really great to be able to share with the community and with the commission the progress that's being made to upgrade and improve many of these parks in our community. As everyone knows, parks really are an important quality of life for many neighborhoods and for many people of all age groups. We had and we celebrated this last July, National Parks and Recreation Month, right? So we were all celebrating that. In fact, Ms. Plummer had a number of things that she planned throughout that month. She's very good at planning activities. Especially for me too. Sometimes there are surprises, which are great. But I really appreciate her energy and enthusiasm in really just expanding and enhancing, getting the word out into the community about parks and recreation activities. We also talked about, as the commission is aware, the public safety power shutoffs, right? So now it's something that everyone is familiar with. And we are continuing as a city to work with our partners, our allied agencies in the emergency response field with Edison in improving and enhancing how we deal with these events here in Goleta. We also had reports to the commission regarding support to other agencies. The commission previously met Ms. Dominique Samario of our staff, who oversees the whole city grant function, and just the tremendous work that she is also doing there. And we're so proud of as those agencies are providing services and support to many Goleta residents. It's just really great to see this work. So the next slide is looking back this last year. So we had a number of goals. We looked at policies developed for park use. We also continued to explore the joint use agreement with Dos Pueblos High School. We also made fairly significant progress on the community garden and a community center park parcel renovation, the completion of that multi-use field there behind the community center and next to the Boys and Girls Club. We're also working on the playground installation at four parks, four of those parks being completed, and two more on the way. So that's really just great news to share. And also, we're going to start the work on the field renovation at Stowe Grove and Evergreen Parks. We also wanted to just share on that, looking back, we just received the responses for the splash pad, the request for proposals for the splash pad installation, and also the community garden. So our staff is reviewing those proposals, and as Ms. Plummer indicated, we're going to be making some very good progress on that front. So what were some of the accomplishments that we had related to Parks and Recreation? Of course, we had the creation of the skate park ordinance, which was a very good process. We had, of course, the ribbon cutting ceremony for Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park that occurred in March. We secured the opportunity for 100 children in Old Town to receive free skateboards, helmets, and pads as part of that skate park component of the park. I haven't ridden the skate park component. I've had people ask me to check it out, but I do so from afar, recognizing my limitation. But I'm amazed at how much use that skate park component really gets and how popular it is. One of the things that Ms. Plummer did, which I thought was really great, was the Facebook Live presentations on the progress on various projects. Some of you may have seen the updates on the multi-use field, where Ms. Plummer was literally standing in the dirt at that field, showing the progress and showing, and we really got a lot of really positive feedback from the community saying, hey, it's exciting to see the progress and to actually see on camera the sod and all the things that were going on. In October, early October, October 2nd, in fact, we cut the ribbon at the multi-use field there. And it was great to just see the kids screeching. I know many of you were there, and we all observed how the kids were just...
My little one made it on the front. On the
front right.
Page. That's right.
So we also had, through Ms. Plummer's efforts, the Prop 68 grant funds, the public outreach, and meetings for that. She also submitted two grant applications related to Prop 68. We should be hearing about that sometime January, correct? Yes, so we're excited about that. Ms. Plummer also did the creation of a community activity calendar for the July. As I mentioned, she had all these activities planned in July for that National Park and Recreation Month. It was really great to see that, and is now like a very popular item. So we're on the cutting edge here with Ms. Plummer, I'm telling you. Also, I wanted to share with the commission that with Ms. Plummer's assistance, we had the issuance of 26 special event permits that were processed with her assistance. And one of those events is coming up on Saturday, December 14th, which is the Goleta Old Town Christmas Parade at 6 p.m. on Hollister Avenue. So that event received a special event permit that Ms. Plummer reviewed and went through all of the channels and all of the processes to get approved. So we're excited to see that event. It's certainly gained in popularity each year. And I guess there's going to be a number of floats or, you know, people that are going to be putting floats together. You know, I'm hoping we'll see lots of interesting floats, right? So I also wanted to share what we're looking towards in 2020, right? 2020 is right around the corner. And so some of the goals that we have listed here for you, just a few, five goals. So we are seeking to achieve the completion and approval of the Parks Master Plan a document. That will be an important goal for at the very beginning of the year. We also have the goal of completing the installation at the neighborhood parks that we have. We have four noted here. We also want to really get the Armitos Park and the community garden completed. That will be another really great amenity and quality of life contribution right there in Old Town, and it's just going to be really great to see that. We also are excited, and we've heard from a number of people in the community that asked about the splash pad. When is the splash pad happening at Johnny D. Wallace Park? So Ms. Plummer already is reviewing the request for proposals at this time to get that effort up and running 2020, right around the corner. So we're going to get that gone. And we hope at this time next year to be able to share with you all of the wonderful things that have been achieved in that regard. And then also our last goal, number five, by all means not the very last goal, because we have lots of other goals that we're working on, but certainly the preliminary design for Stowe Park and the multi-purpose field renovation. So we're really looking forward to 2020. I also wanted to just share regarding Johnny D. Wallace Park that we applied for an award of excellence with the California Park and Recreation Society for Johnny D. Wallace Park. And we should hopefully hear about our submission in March of 2020, next year, at the conference, which I understand some of you will be attending, and we will be attending. So we will definitely be excited to hear where we, you know, landed in that process. And it's just great to see that happen. I just wanted to conclude by thanking the Parks and Recreation Commission for your support of staff and for all the hard work that you have put in the review of all these items that we have brought to you and all of the positive feedback that we receive as staff from the things that people see not only during these meetings, but out in the community, out at the ribbon cuttings, out at the projects that are being completed. It's just great to see all these good things that are happening right here in the good land. And it's just great to be a part of that. And I just want you to know how much we appreciate as staff to be in a support of that effort. So with that, I wish you a happy holiday. And we are going to be right back at it in 2020. Thank you. That concludes my report.
Yes, Commissioner?
Before we leave, I also want to take this moment to thank all of you staff for the hard work that you put into everything you do behind doors. Just sitting here thinking that I think it's been 2 years since I've been on the commission. I mean, time just really flies, and seeing all of these projects unfold just makes me so excited to continue to work with all of you. And I also want to acknowledge the commissioners that came before us that really did a lot of work to get us where we are now. And just looking forward to a wonderful 2020. I do want to encourage the community to continue to stay involved. I believe strongly that everything that we make decisions on, we take consideration of what our community needs. And just want to encourage you to write letters, make some appointments to meet, come in person to our meetings every other, and we decide it's every even month, the first Wednesday. If you have any big dreams for our community and parks and recreation programming, come in, share them with us. I know that all of this got started with somebody having a dream or an idea. And I also wanted to ask, in regards to commissioner appointment, this is a question, how can somebody in our community, maybe new viewers, how can they get involved or be a part of this excitement?
Thank you, Vice Chair Rodriguez. We actually do have an opening on our commission, and the city clerk and I were discussing that opening earlier today. They will start recruitment a little bit later this month for that position. So again, you mentioned stay involved, sign up on our website to get notifications about information, check our website for those openings, apply, and hopefully in the new year when we have our new meeting, we will have a new commissioner.
Commissioner Williams?
Thank you so much for that review, and also looking forward. And with respect to the latter, just two comments. One, with respect to goal one.
Commissioner Williams, would you please turn your microphone? Thank you.
Thank you so much for that review, and especially the looking forward part. Looking forward with respect to goal one, I am very excited, and I'm sure other commissioners are, with the next step in the master plan, which is establishing priorities. And I know in talking with a lot of council members that they are really looking forward to our priorities, because we all understand the master plan is one thing, but it's a document like this with lots and lots of recommendations. And they have impressed upon me, and I'm sure others, how critical it is for us to present to them priorities for funding and other purposes. So I'm really excited about that process. It's going to be a tough one. We're going to have some intense meetings to talk about that, but that is going to keep us quite busy in the first part, I think, of 2020. But then we really will be able to present to the council and the community a sense of prioritization. And reflecting upon your excellent comments, this is where we really do look forward to community engagement. Come to our meetings, write letters and comments, and let us know once the master plan is approved what your priorities are, so that we can reflect upon those. So that's a really exciting point, and look forward to a schedule from staff on what that will look like and with respect to meetings. The only other comment I have, and these are exciting goals, is the notion of the joint agreement with both Dos Pueblos High School and other schools. This, of course, came out in the draft master plan, was how many members of the community would like access to school facilities, playgrounds and others, which are near their homes. And I noticed that this is not reflected in goals of 2020. It was commented on with respect to 2019. I would personally like to offer my services to be part of a team to pursue that, and anyone else that might want to do that. But boy, I would love to see in 2020 reflective of so much community input we've gotten, both from surveys and others, you know, making more progress on opening school facilities to the community, which will dramatically enhance our parks and recreation opportunities.
Well, before we adjourn, I just could not help but thinking to myself that I am the lone, I can see you smiling over there, that I am the lone dinosaur left of the original commission. And it did my heart so much good to experience this year and to be at Johnny D. Wallace before it was even a vision, actually. It was just on paper. It was an idea that we all brainstormed about, and to see it come to fruition, and it was just such a treat. And I so proudly recognize, you know, former commissioners like Councilman Kyle Richards, who's always everywhere, and Kathleen, who Warner, who's now with our city, Goleta Water District. And it's just so wonderful to see all these people, all these former commissioners moving on to other things, but still always being there to support us. So it's just great. And I want to thank Mrs. Plummer and you, Vito, for everything you've done through the years and your support, and wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Oh, and I guess without any further comments, then the meeting is adjourned.